Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
The Wyoming Department of Transportation has put out an impassioned plea to Wyoming drivers. Give snowplows a break. There have been 10 accidents involving plows in just the past 5 days. Most of those have been along the Elk Mountain stretch of I-80 or I-25 north of Cheyenne. One incident involved a tractor-trailer hitting the rear of a plow, which totaled both vehicles and injured a Wydot plow driver. Altogether, there have been a total of 17 accidents involving plows this winter at a time when budgets for just about everything in the state are dwindling. Wydot reminds drivers to pay attention, put down distractions, and drive cautiously. They say to always maintain a safe distance behind a plow until it's safe to pass. Snowplows typically travel at slower speeds of 25 to 45 miles per hour, depending on conditions. Along with heavy snowfall, always comes the increased risk of avalanche in Wyoming's backcountry, and a large slide has claimed the life of a snowmobiler in the Grays River area. Details are scarce, but what is known is that a large party of sledders were caught in a big slide near Squaw Creek. A total of 8 people were caught in the slide, with one person becoming completely buried. By the time his friends dug him out, they found him unresponsive and were unable to resuscitate him. Several others were injured badly enough to be sent to area hospitals. The Lincoln County Search and Rescue Team responded to the emergency, aided by additional personnel from Teton County.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Beers with Wydot. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Shop Ace Hardware during cold weather times. Button up the home with door and window winterizing kits and heating cables. Keep your house warm with the help of your local Ace Hardware downtown Powell.
In an effort to cut budgets, the University of Wyoming will be eliminating 11 academic programs at the school. Courses in business, agriculture, psychology, journalism, history, and languages will be affected. The university in October announced its intentions to cut 78 staff jobs and nearly 20 degree programs amid a statewide budget crisis brought on by the declining fossil fuel industry and exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. The cuts come as a result of Governor Mark Gordon's call to cut 10% from the university's operating budget, as Wyoming's only four-year college is expected to shave $42 million from its budget over the next 2 years. University spokesperson Chad Baldwin said students currently in the eliminated programs will be able to finish their degrees before the disciplines are removed. Trustees anticipate a savings of $2.5 million from the cut programs. University of Wyoming President Ed Seidel, the Board of Trustees, and senior leadership recently put out a letter in response to an incident that occurred during a presentation earlier this week. During one of UW's Black History Month activities, participants of a Monday evening Zoom discussion were subjected to racial epithets and other highly offensive, inappropriate comments and images by an individual or individuals intent upon disrupting the session. In response to the incident, the president, board of trustees, and senior leadership made the following points clear. The University of Wyoming unequivocally condemns this behavior and has begun working with local law enforcement to address the matter. They are taking steps to make sure the behavior isn't repeated in upcoming Black History Month events conducted via Zoom. They are reaching out to those impacted by the uninvited outburst to make sure they receive the support they need. At this point, an investigation by UW's information technology officer indicates that the offensive content came from computer servers in other countries and an East Coast state, and not from UW users. This Look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.